Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Batch Bros. Matt James's season, episode 12, the finale. I'm Jonah, joined by...
And I'm Jeremy.
And we are the Batch Bros. And I don't know if you guys know this, if you can just tell from the immediate energy, but Jeremy and I are 7 feet away from each other.
1 foot extra.
You think 8?
No, 1 foot more than 6.
Oh, that's correct.
The mandate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. We were lucky enough to watch the finale of Matt James's season last night together. And as you're going to find out as we talk about it, did either one of us sit down for any longer? It was standing the entire time, but what was the longest you think we were sitting down for?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because first thing I was going to say is it was standing room only.
Yeah.
We didn't sit once. There was one commercial. Here's when I sat briefly for 30 seconds. When they launched... I thought we would get a break between the episode, the first 2 hours, the chronological love journey, and the 1 hour after the final rose. You know, we had seen the breakdown. We knew there was a back-to-back. They launched directly into the second episode. No commercial break. Not
a after the
second,
final rose.
Correct.
Yeah.
Not a second to breathe.
Yeah.
It was so intense. The energy was so crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, I wanted to sit, but I couldn't.
The pacing of that was super interesting. You typically had a situation where like you cut to, I mean, they were cutting to commercials the entire episode. And then this climactic ending wherein Rachel accepts the rose from Matt. And it's a cut to. It's not even a fade to black. It's a cut to.
Smash.
Yeah. It's a smash to next scene. Like our guy, our new favorite person in Bachelor Canada, Emmanuel Ocho. Is it pronounced Emmanuel Ocho?
I believe it's Emmanuel Ocho.
Emmanuel Ocho. Dyslexic. Let's get to the beginning of the episode. Let's start chronological order.
Yeah, let's start at the beginning.
The episode begins with Michelle meeting Matt's family. This is my hot take for this episode and for this entire season. And I'm going to just start with it.
Please.
I believe since day one, Matt was never getting engaged. When we had Matt James on this, when we talked about Matt as a bachelor, you and I both, and won't be able to find this, but I believe we both sort of agreed that this 29-year-old, very handsome, tall, athletic, sociable man who lives in the West Village of New York City.
Sure.
Who just moved to New York.
Okay.
Who's about to rocket into fame for being the bachelor. Isn't getting engaged to anyone at the end of this. And if he is getting engaged, you're not going to last. And I believe my thesis on Matt, and I want to just be very clear, I love Matt. I think Matt's an amazing guy.
Right.
He's super into, I mean, the whole like meme on the internet is he needs therapy. He does. We all do. But I believe Matt was never going to get engaged. I believe Matt has dodged every relationship that he didn't want to be a part of in a way that never made him seem like a bad guy. I'm not saying he was trying to prevent...
You're saying on the show? Or
yes, on the show. I don't believe that he has ever... He does this maliciously. I just believe he's been super smooth in terms of his like ability to ice skate from different conflicts. Serena P.
Well, but that one, she broke up with him.
Exactly. He has been able to manipulate these relationships. Not manipulate. He's been able to dodge these situations so that he comes out on the clean side. He got broken up with. So that's not his fault. Retcon him and say,
right.
He's been very safe, man. He's the only bachelor in history to come out of this thing without like any negative connotation.
Well, all right.
There's a lot of, I'm saying a lot here.
I think I agree with the outcome of what you're saying. He has had unbelievable success in not burning a single bridge with any of these women, except for Rachel, but that was extenuating circumstances. Michelle felt like she was hurt for sure. But Michelle got a different prize, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
And obviously the second to last person is always going to be the one who is hurt the most.
And you're right about that, because the one breakup that happened on the show that he like could get a lot of like smack for is the Michelle one.
Right. He left her in a hallway.
There's no way he came out of that on top.
Well, then it got worse because it came out that she had asked to see him after that and he had refused.
Very confusing why he wouldn't just say yes to that.
I think he, like, it was just going to, like, add to the, I don't know. I agree. He should have just.
Yeah.
But That being said, ABC almost threw Matt a solid by making Michelle the Bachelorette, because I think it softens the blow of not winning, right?
I agree with you.
At that time, the man of your dreams. And what I'll say is, I agree. He has this rare Teflon ability, and I know these aren't like...
Did you say Teflon?
Yeah, Teflon, like untouchable.
Jesus. Never heard that word before.
It's like a sports term.
Nice. And say, use it in a sentence.
He's like Teflon. You can't.
He's nothing, like Teflon?
Nothing sticks to him.
What?
Teflon. Nothing sticks to it.
Like a non-stick pan?
Correct. So it's like...
Like the cookies we just made are on a Teflon pan.
I don't know if the pan itself is Teflon.
If I'm like outrunning someone on a field, I'm Teflon.
I think Teflon is a type of plastic, maybe?
Continue.
But the phrase built out of that is, it's like non-stick. So like the phrase is like nothing sticks to them. Like they get out of things without ever taking blame, basically.
Okay.
So Matt, as we saw at the Women Tell All, where every single woman there was like, I appreciate you. Yeah. Not even like, you broke up with me and I hated you for a second, but I'm not mad at you anymore and we're cool and we can be friends. Every single woman there, all the way down to Piper, who had one of the most dramatic exits, and Serena P, who left second to last, even though it was her who broke up with him, still the emotions would have been running high, right? Hometowns, etc. Was like, you're my guy, Matt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They want to be friends. Like, I could even see him, I know not right now, because he's just been through the fucking ringer with all this controversy, none of which was his fault, but he was in the center of the storm. He, like, a la Peter dating Kelly, I could easily see this guy getting back with one of his, with his fourth.
Maybe or Brie.
But Brie feels like she's like...
She wasn't even at the after the final rose.
Well, she was still on the show, though. After Final Rose was pre-Fantasy Suites.
Sorry, she wasn't at the after... What was the one we just saw?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was talking about
Women Tell All still.
Yeah.
Yes, she was not. But that, it felt to me like they didn't... I mean, they squeezed a ton into an hour. And it was like breakneck pace.
You could have had Brie.
Yeah.
That's part of the narrative.
Honestly, she feels the most burned to me. Her social media has been like very angry.
Yeah.
That like... One she posted where she ruined, like, or I mean, she didn't ruin the show, but she basically revealed that she wasn't going to win.
That was crazy.
The one that was like trying to get my job back.
That was crazy.
On cell phone when she was still on the show. So I don't know if Matt, basically my point is, I don't know if Matt specifically planned to get out of this unscathed, but he does have a natural ability to somehow do that, right?
I think he's avoided being in a serious relationship with all these different people. I mean, you know, one of the big perhaps criticisms that has been risen about Matt is his commitment issues. That he has commitment issues. He's never had a serious relationship before. And what better way to fuel the fire of a commitment phobe than by having them be on a show where you don't have to commit to one single person? Like, if you think about it, you don't send an addict.
And where you slowly break up with 40 different
people. You don't send a drug addict. You don't send an alcoholic to a brewery. It's like he was sent into a situation where his commitment phobia could thrive and actually be taken to a whole new level. And
or in Zach's case, you send an alcoholic to a scenario where everyone else around him is drinking.
Shout out Zach.
And he still wins like a champion.
Yeah.
Shout out Zach. Shout out my team.
There's some rumors about them actually being on thin ice, but I don't know the extent of that.
Oh, I hadn't seen those.
Yeah, just some rumors. Anyway, So I think that my point is, in general, I don't think Matt was ever going to get engaged. I don't think he ever wanted a serious relationship. And it's taken the retroactive look at the series for me to come to that conclusion. I didn't think that episodes 1, 2, 3 as strongly as I do now, to have the evidence.
Sure. How quickly, and not to get off topic.
Go.
How quickly until, so Tyler C. was runner-up, didn't win his season, and therefore was single after The Bachelorette. Correct. And he was not The Bachelor, of course.
Correct.
And was quickly, like a couple of weeks after the final rose, so call it a month and a half
sure.
season, was linked to Gigi Hadid.
Yeah, I see your question.
How quickly, and I know he's coming off Tyler, kind of, there was no controversy, he just got broken up with. Yes, you got to mend a broken heart, but I think a little easier than the firestorm in which Rachel and Matt broke up. How quickly until Matt is linked to like a B-list celebrity/model?
Under 6 months.
Wow. Okay.
Your guess?
I think that's spot on.
Yeah. It's under 6 months. It's not 2 months.
It's New York Post.
Yeah.
And it's like the entertainment
section. Dude, like let's just be real for a second, and then we should get, you know, we'll keep going through the show. What planet are we on where you think that Matt James, West Village 6'6", good looking,
The Bachelor
reality star, was trying to get fucking engaged? It's 2021. There's no such thing as relationships.
How old is he?
29?
Is that confirmed?
That's confirmed.
Okay.
He's at the peak of his life. He's only going up from here. You think he's trying to get engaged? Come on. What a funny joke.
I wonder if he will be linked to a different woman from his season before the eventual celebrity link.
No.
You think Piper or Serena P has a shot?
Please no.
I mean, I wouldn't like it. I'm just trying to take an optimistic.
So he breaks up with Michelle.
He does.
And that conversation stuff, she has this one line that that's stuck with me. She looks at him and she goes, "You know, am I supposed to fight for you?" And she was, you know, it's heartbreaking because that's a line where it's like, you're so struck in the moment of the breakup that's happening before you. And it's like, well, okay, we're on a TV show. You're breaking up with me, but I know we have a connection. Am I supposed to do some stunt? Or is this really over? And I thought his words were a little bit aggressive. He said something to the extent of...
Well, yeah, what did he say?
He said, like, I don't feel the love for you, or something that was like a little out of character. It was shocking than that. Yeah, we looked at each other.
I think it was... And I'm paraphrasing.
Paraphrase.
I think it was... I can't get there with you. I'm pretty sure it was.
I can't get there with you. I think you're absolutely right.
And what? Then why is she still here? Is my question for Matt. She's one of two women left. You just figured out that you can't get there with her?
I don't blame him for that.
No?
Because he didn't have, it's a two-way street. I mean, I'm surprised she didn't self-eject.
Okay.
Like, you'd think there'd be more self-ejections in the top three positions.
Well, Serena P did that.
Yeah, but you never thought... I never thought they were... Yes, you're right. But, like, I guess...
Why would she self-eject? She was locked in. She was talking
Serena
about...
Serena P?
No, Michelle. She was talking about...
No, she was locked in. But she was locked in, but I guess she wouldn't self-eject so much as she... I'm surprised she did in other footage. I'm surprised she didn't like bring up, hey, what are we doing here? Does that make sense? I guess, hey, we're about to end this show where you're about to maybe get down on one knee here.
Okay.
But that's a two-way thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to come out to, you know, all this sort of lovey-dovey classic things you say in The Bachelor stuff aside, let's have a sit-down conversation and say, maybe they had that conversation offline.
No way.
Well, in their fantasy suite, they might have like been in bed and had that conversation.
Sure. But to me, then it went well because she was still there.
I agree.
Top two.
I agree with you.
And it did not go the way that it went on camera last night.
I agree with that. So she gets eliminated.
Her crying.
Crying in the corner.
Kind of classic movie.
Slides like down.
Sliding down the
wall. Yep. And then we get the Rachel saga. And we get Rachel meeting the parents.
Which... Let me just pause you there. I believe on this podcast was predicted 5 weeks ago.
What was it again?
The Rachel winning.
Yeah.
Was predicted on whatever episode immediately followed Chris Harrison's interview that he got suspended for.
Well,
this podcast correctly predicted, with no spoilers, that Rachel would win the whole thing.
Well, I correctly predicted Rachel would win the whole thing about 6 months ago.
That's true. You did pick her first.
So, by the way, everyone, the season's over. I can confirm that I picked in sequential order. My top three picks were Rachel, Michelle, Brie. In that order, they were also then eliminated in that order, reversed. Unprecedented victory.
So close to a perfect season.
You like to say that, don't you?
Well, just, you know, wasn't a perfect season.
Yeah, but there's a couple bonuses. I had Michelle, who's the new future bachelorette on my team, which we have discussed as a bonus. Rachel also did accept the final rose, and it is a post-show unfortunate breakup, which we're going to get into. But just everyone listening, Bachelor
League. So you missed the perfect season by two, though, not even by one.
Say that again?
You missed the perfect season by two, not even by one. I'm totally clear about it. So
I like the part where Jeremy last night, you guys, Jeremy last night, he's trying to like rack his head around like how many seasons of this Bachelor's League that he's won. And he's going through each one and he's like realizing slowly, oh shit, wait, Jonah won this one. Oh wait, fuck. I think I won. No, Jonah won this one. And you could just see his, he said it to himself, like, Jeremy, you have some catching up to do.
That's not my recollection of how that conversation went down. I think we're tied at 3 each.
No, we're not tied, dude. Come on. Every time you say it, I believe you're
up 4-3.
Every time I say it, I believe
it's fine. I'm gonna get a quick Katie win.
Katie win
4-4. Yeah, I'm gonna win Katie's season this summer. Next summer.
So Rachel and Matt, this goes. I mean, we can get through these beats pretty quickly. He is still on the fence. He does this Neil Lane scene, which again, bad sign if you're asking Neil Lane for.
That's the best tweet. I think you told me about that.
Yeah. It's someone says, bad sign. I forget who said it.
You don't want to be asking Neil Lane for marriage advice the day you might get engaged.
Yeah. Does the alcoholic ask the bartender how the drink tastes?
You're really hitting this one hard. I'm not sure that's a one-to-one.
It's there.
It's close.
And he picks the ring. And then he has this like honest, very like, you know, level-headed conversation with Rachel where he's like, look, getting engaged is ridiculous. But
this I liked. I
loved this. This is the way
we always talk about this.
This is the way every season should end.
Yes.
Is.
Well, by the way, if they feel like they want to get engaged, power to them.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Of course. But like the fact that it has become such a like, you cannot escape. You won't escape this
game. You won't escape this game.
Chris Harrison comes on. But seriously, like once again, Matt James's mom.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Like a sane human being. Mm-hmm. Suggests, hey Matt, maybe don't get engaged because you met these girls 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. That's not how she said it, but that was the tone and that was the meaning, right? And Matt goes, hey, you know, my mom might have a point here. That's like kind of a sobering talk. I've been mm-hmm. this grinder. It's, you know, this drug that is this season. And you know, I did just meet Rachel 4 weeks ago.
Right.
Maybe I shouldn't get engaged, and I definitely shouldn't get engaged to Michelle, who I now know that I can't get there with her, whatever that means.
Right? Yes.
So, yeah, and Chris Harrison has the audacity to try to talk him back into an engagement.
Does he?
I'm pretty sure he was like, are you sure? You don't
want to I actually thought he didn't. I actually remember thinking to myself, he didn't do what he did to poor, sweet, who am I thinking? Dale. Where... That was the crazy. I mean, but then again, Dale was the contestant. He was not the bachelor. So he probably lacked a little bit of empathy. So they had this awesome moment. They're going to start dating. I am confirmed with the near perfect season. I have the victory. Quick shout out to Black Girls Who Code, by the way, the charity that I will be donating my winnings to.
Nice chunk of change.
Well, we start with him. I mean, I just want to say Matt was never going to propose. I want to just start by saying that. And I also want to say to everyone who's watching, listening, although if you're listening to this, you've definitely seen the episode, nothing we say can come anywhere near as close and articulate as to the way that Emmanuel Acho handled that entire hour of material.
I've never been more impressed.
Yeah.
Someone. Emmanuel Acho came out, smashed it
mm-hmm.
in a semi-live setting. I know they didn't shoot it live because they didn't have a studio audience, but like,
was there no audience?
No, because okay. But yeah, I also forgot at one point. It was like, why is everyone like not clapping?
Yeah,
is it just like that's is like the environment that serious? Which it was, by the way. Emmanuel Acho comes out, crushes it from the first moment on camera. Like his intro was great. He was well spoken. He dropped a quote that I thought for sure was like from like a civil rights leader or a historian.
Yeah,
and it was just his quote.
Yeah.
His quote about history is meant to be remembered, but not all history is meant to be celebrated. I was like, oh, like who said that? And then the next day, this morning on Instagram, I was like, oh, it's him. It's attributed to him. I was like, oh my God. Like, did he come up with that off the cuff?
No, he prepared. He was so prepared.
For sure. I mean, we gotta get him on Bachelor Bros. But
yeah, we do.
He was fantastic. He was the perfect host for this segment.
Yes.
And the segment went largely how we thought it was going to go. They did not pull punches. It was very much about the controversy.
Yeah.
And it was like somewhat cathartic, I want to say. I learned a lot.
Michelle is the first one up in the hot seat. She comes in and We haven't heard from her in a minute.
Very upset. Most upset of any of the women on the whole season.
Disappointed.
She also knows that she's the bachelorette. Not the next bachelorette.
Yeah, the next.
But well, a bachelorette.
So that was a nice interaction. It was nice to see Michelle. Always been a Michelle fan. She was my second round draft pick. And I think I early gone called that she would be bachelorette.
They fly to Los Angeles. I don't know. I forget where they live. Michelle's Minnesota.
Ohio.
Katie, Ohio?
No, Michelle is Ohio.
No, Minnesota, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Twin Cities.
Right. That's Minnesota. Yeah.
Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks is a fantastical town.
Okay.
From a television show.
Katie is...
Let's just say they both flew.
New Jersey? Okay.
Fly to LA. Quarantine. Testing. 7, 10 days. I don't know what the CDC recommends now. Live in front of a studio audience. Sit there. You're probably there for 6 hours more. Watching the episode back. Michelle's probably very sad watching the breakup again. Katie's just kind of sitting there. It's 10:58. You're still not on stage. Finally, they grab you from the green room. They bring you up. Manuel Acho introduces you. You have exactly 1 minute of screen time. And all you get to say is, we're the bachelorettes.
Are you saying for Katie that she basically...
I'm just saying like they like had these girls the whole time. They literally said one sentence.
Well, no, Michelle had a whole segment.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying like as the bachelorette announcement, they got one.
But
like,
they always cop them out.
No, I remember when they announced Hannah, they had like five of her guys there already. You don't remember?
When they announced Claire, it was quick.
Claire... It wasn't quick. She sat down in the hot seat. Her and Chris Harrison.
Is that true? Okay, then I guess you're right. Well, look, can I say something though? Who gives a shit? Like, there was bigger things to be talked about.
That's for sure. But like, my thought is like, just don't announce the bachelorette then. So Emmanuel Acho did this thing, and he goes, "Sorry." Yeah. He goes, "This is the last time you may ever speak to this man or this woman. Is there anything you want to say to them?" And I was like, "God damn,
yeah."
The last time they'll ever speak, like, I guess he could be right.
Yeah,
I started doing the math in my head. I was like, holy shit, this could be the last time they ever talk.
Yeah.
And you and I were debriefing offline. We were like, I don't know. And I like brought up one of your exes. And you were like, I guess that's a good point. I probably never will speak to her again. Yeah. Like, so I was like, oh shit, like the stakes are high. And he was like, Matt, is there anything you want to say to Rachel or vice versa? And it just was this. And this is part two. It was just silent. Like, could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
We've got summer. We've got May into summer, bachelorette, call it bachelorette one.
Yeah.
We've got fall, bachelorette two. The fall is usually a hiatus before January bachelor. So now, in theory, we're going to be back on the normal cycle still, even with the double bachelorette season.
Sure.
In 2022. Does this mean, and could this mean, that Super Paradise delayed to 2022? And if so, why?
I don't believe that we have enough information to say that Super Paradise is delayed. I think Super Paradise...
So let's get deep into the production protocol.
Yeah, here, I think Katie could...
Because you're still shooting in a pandemic as well, don't forget.
I believe Katie could start shooting yesterday.
Okay.
And that means they shoot for what, 10 weeks?
Call it 8 weeks.
Okay, 8 weeks from now. What month is it? May?
Mid-May.
Great.
When the season starts airing.
Great. Cut.
Paradise. 4 weeks is Paradise. Plus the quarantine in front.
Yeah. 5 weeks. Plenty of time. Then Michelle starts in the fall.
You'd air that end of July, early August?
Yeah. Michelle starts in the fall. Yeah. September 4th.
Super Paradise, not confirmed.
Yeah. Super Paradise is happening.
Here's what I think is happening.
Go for it.
I think exactly what you just pitched, but we're getting summer games.
You think we're going to get summer games?
I think if the Olympics are on, we're getting summer games. And I think they haven't announced Paradise because if the Olympics are pushed again, it'll be Paradise and then summer games whenever the Olympics happen or winter games or however. Like, are they just going to push the Olympics every summer until it can happen?
I'm not enough of an Olympic nut to know. Are you like an Olympic guy?
No, but like I like the Olympics when they're on.
Because
they're supposed to be every 4 years. So we just be 2 years till the next one.
I don't even like care about the Olympics. I actually like am actively like the Olympics are like.
So you know why they made Bachelor Winter Games?
No.
The Olympics are not on ABC. Olympics are on NBC.
Okay.
Bachelor Winter Games was counter programming to the Olympics.
Wow.
It aired in the slots against the primetime events. Bachelor Winter Games / now Bachelor Summer Games is literally made for you.
See,
for someone that, quote, doesn't care about the Olympics.
Well, Olympics to me are kind of like tomatoes or like New Girl. Like just things that, like, I know everyone loves it.
Right.
And I just never got behind it.
Imagine this. Imagine the Olympics plus Bachelor Day.
That's a good pitch.
Well, you're going to have it.
Real quick, we do want to take a quick second and just thank you guys for listening to this season of the Batch Bros. We appreciate you following us along and enjoying the show together. It has been a true honor and a true blast to be able to talk about the show with you guys, to look at this. What we will do in the next few seasons is we are always trying to learn, make the show better. We're going to try to keep you guys more involved in the Batch Bros League. That includes keeping you posted on who's in our team. We apologize if we haven't been too active on the Instagram. We've just been trying to record these episodes and make the content good. And please do keep sharing, talking about this podcast. And Jeremy has just returned to the living room.
It made me angry, so it makes me not want to give this to you.
Oh my God, he's holding it.
I do have to.
What do you got in your hand there, Jim?
You can't just take the win. You got to also try to claim Paradise or season.
Claim Paradise. I won Paradise.
Didn't win shit.
All right, man. Whatever.
That's what I thought. He's just trying to get his golden rose. Bum, 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 bum.
Jeremy's walking over to me with the golden rose. Oh, this is heavy.
Now we're posing like the Sistine Chapel.
Dude. I'm handing it to him. Yo, look at this.
Quick photo shoot here.
Oh, oh my God.
God. Portrait.
You don't want that hat?
Sure.
When you guys are here for it.
It's all happening. You'll see this on the Batch Bros Instagram. Come on.
Wow. So everyone, I'm holding the golden rose. Let me see if I can just... There it is.
Wow. Sounds... Is that 24 karat?
Jeremy, any parting words for our audience as we leave them?
Thank you for tuning in to the most dramatic season of Batch Bros yet. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jonah. And we'll see you guys next season for Katie?
Question mark?
Yeah.
Goodbye.